好幸有张俊晓弟兄，我哋当中为我哋正道。而家题目咧系竭力追求，因为基督，为了基督。而经文咧系记载喺腓立比书第三章十二至到第十六节。咁我哋大家一齐同声用心机嘅去读。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，而是竭力追求，或许可以得着基督耶稣所要我得着的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是成熟的人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也会把这些事指示你们。然而我们达到什么地步，就当照这地步行。好，我们恭敬地将时间交给张弟兄，小弟会翻译。
弟兄姊妹早晨，好高兴今日有机会上嚟同粤语堂一齐敬拜。每次我上嚟都觉得好特别，因为每次我都被提醒，神唔单止系英语堂，唔单止系粤语堂，唔单止系国语堂一位神，佢系真真正正系万族万人嘅神。
Amen。
大家可能對我不是太熟悉，而家諗緊，咦？點解識講廣東話？我其實喺卡加里長大，被逼要翻中文學校，翻咗十幾年。老實講，唔係太俾心機讀。不過感謝主，都算係而家識聽識講少少，唔係好識讀，唔係好識寫。講到就難啲，所以今日我係會講英文，希望大家原諒。Let's pray to start.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Father God, we do thank you that you speak to us through your word.
上帝天父，我哋感謝你，你透過呢個話語向我哋眾人講説話。
You know us, you know our hearts, you know our struggles, and you know our joys.
你認識我哋，你明白我哋嘅心，你了解我哋心中裏邊嘅掙扎。亦都有時有喜樂嘅時候。
And we pray that in this time you would speak to us through your word and you would comfort us.
喺呢一刻，我哋懇求你用禱告，求你用説話向我哋講，亦都係安慰眾人嘅心。
Encourage us and challenge us, we ask.
一方面鼓勵我哋，二方面向我哋發出挑戰，我哋向你祈求。
And all this for your glory.
為咗你嘅榮耀嘅緣故。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我哋咁祈禱，奉耶穌嘅名。Amen。
Having spent a lot of time with youth, I've noticed something very interesting about high school students.
當然我侍奉的對象是青年人，我就留意到呢，中學生有一個很特別的現象。
Most of them do study very hard in school.
大部分都很勤力在學校讀書。
They work hard to get good marks in hopes of getting into university.
他們盡他們所能，能夠希望拿到高分進入大學。
But something very interesting happens in the last few months of grade 12.
通常到十二班最後嗰幾個月咧，有一個好特別嘅現象俾我觀察到。
They've already gotten accepted into university, and the future is more or less determined.
即喺嗰個時候咧，大學已經收咗佢哋啦，咁前路嚟講好似係比較係穩定咗啦。
So what do they do?
你估佢哋會點樣咧
？They relax.
咁就鬆懈落嚟啦。
They don't study as hard anymore.
又再冇咁勤力去讀書。
They aren't as motivated.
因為冇乜動機推動佢哋。
Marks don't seem to matter as much anymore, and so they take a break.
因為嗰啲分數都唔係好重要啦，咁於是佢哋就不如休息下啦。
I don't think this is unique to students either.
我相信呢一個現象唔單係學生先至會有。
Many adults also go through the same thing as they approach that amazing stage of life called retirement.
有時成年人都會啊，特別係將會係臨近退休嘅成年人。
After working for 30, 40 years,
可能做咗30、40年嘢啦。
The thinking is it's time to slow down. It's time to relax.
不斷充滿自己思想嘅就係應該放緩啦，慢慢鬆懈一下。
You start thinking about all the places you want to travel to, all the hobbies you want to pick up.
你諗下好多地方未去過，好想去嘅，有好多一啲想學習嘅新嘅玩意未學過嘅。
I'm not saying it's wrong.
咁當然呢啲全部都係冇錯嘅。
But there is a common tendency for all of us, not just students or adults, to want to slow down.
但有共同嗰個趨勢咧，就唔單止學生啊，我哋都係可能喺某啲情況底下咧，我哋就會慢慢放緩落嚟。
Maybe we take a break, even to the point of becoming complacent.
可能休息一下，到咗一個階段咧，再冇咩追求啊，自滿自足。
In our passage today, the Apostle Paul recognizes that this same tendency exists in our Christian lives.
保罗在我们今天所读的经文里面，他是认清得很清楚，就是基督徒的生命都会是这样的。
Whether it's in our loving, our serving, or our praying, there is this tendency for us to want to slow down.
无论我们爱上帝，我们的服侍，又或者是我们的祷告生活，去到某个情景，我们会慢慢放缓下来。
It's a common tendency, and for Christians, it can be very unhealthy.
一个很普遍的趋势，但对基督徒来讲，可能不是很健康。
Here in Philippians chapter 3, Paul is picking up on a very commonly used analogy in the Bible.
在腓立比书第三章，保罗就用一个很惯用的一个比喻和我们来到分享。
He's describing the Christian life in terms of running a race.
他就形容基督徒的生命好像一个赛跑场上的赛跑员。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 also uses this analogy when it encourages us to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
希伯来书第十二章第一节里面都有用类似的例子，就是鼓励我们全心忍耐奔跑在摆我们面前的路程。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 does the same when Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
咁提摩太后书第四章第七节嗰度都有讲，佢话那美好嘅仗我已经系打过啦，当跑嘅路我又跑过啦，所信嘅道我都守过啦。
I remember when I first came to CCCO 4 years ago, one of the first words of advice I received was actually from Pastor Francis.
我记得四年前咧，我啱啱加入教会成为同工嘅时候咧，黄牧师咧有几句忠谷俾我。
He told me that the Christian life is not a sprint, but a marathon.
他说基督徒的生命不是一个短跑，是一个长程的长跑。
That has been very wise advice.
这是一个很有智慧给我的一个劝告。
Living as a Christian is very much like running a long race that requires endurance and perseverance.
基督徒的生命生活就好像我们跑马拉松是很长的，需要有很大的忍耐力，很耐里面的足够的那个的韌力。
It is very easy to become tired, and it is very tempting to slow down and to take a break.
很容易都会累，累的时候就想停，停低的时候想休息。
Paul understands this because he senses the same temptation in his own heart.
其实保罗明白呢一样嘢嘅，因为佢自己心里边都有呢、这、一个啊咁嘅，好似一个吸引佢或者一个咁样嘅啊引诱。
We may not realize this, but when Paul writes the book of Philippians, he's actually in prison during the last few years of his life.
但可能你都知道咧，当保罗写腓立比书嘅时候咧，喺佢生命最后嗰几年里边，仲系困咗喺监狱里边。
For decades, Paul had already carried out the work of an apostle.
有幾十年咁長咧，保羅係盡咗使徒嗰個責任。
He took the gospel throughout the ancient world, reaching both Jews and Gentiles.
佢將福音帶到古代裏邊中亞嘅地方，無論係猶太人或者唔係猶太人嘅地方。
He established and strengthened many churches.
佢又建立，又係喺度將啲教會嚟到係一度不斷嘅係鼓吹嚟到建成為一個愛主嘅教會。
He discipled people for ministry like a Timothy or a Titus.
佢又喺度一路嘅系督导一啲下辈，好似提摩太，好似提多嘅，成为主中心嘅门徒。
Paul arguably accomplished more for the kingdom of God than any other person in the world.
所以如果真的要比较的话，可能保罗比任何世上任何人为主所做的成就都要多。
But when writing this letter, Paul knows that in his own heart, there is this temptation to slow down.
但是当他写这段说话的时候，保罗我相信他自己心里面都有这个这样的诱惑，我应该要慢慢停低落来。
Now listen to what he says in verse 12, Paul writes,
让你听听他怎么说，在第十二节。
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect.
他说我不是说已经得着了或者已经完全了。
Or in verse 13, he says, I do not consider that I have made it my own.
十三节他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
The danger for Paul is thinking that he has already finished the race.
对保罗来说，这个危险当然就是说，诶，他什么都做完了，他要跑的路都跑完了。
The danger is thinking that he has already served enough,prayed enough, learned enough, or loved enough.
对于他来说，那个危险就是说，他侍奉已经侍奉了很多了，他爱了无数那么多的人，他祷告了无数个那么多的次，他做了要做的事。
The temptation is to think the race is already finished and there is no need to keep running.
所以对保罗来说的引诱就是说，他要跑的跑完了，还需要做什么呢？
Paul is not alone in this.
但其实保罗不是孤单的。
If we search our own hearts, that same temptation of thinking that the race is already finished is in each one of us as well.
如果我们今天自己省察一下我们自己的内心，其实很多时候我们都有这样的想法。
When I think about this congregation, I'm always thankful and encouraged.
当我们想到我们这个会众的时候，我通常都很感恩，也都是得到鼓励的。
I've heard the stories of your steadfastness.
我听到很多的话给我听你们的忠心。
I know that by God's grace, you have been instrumental in establishing this church for the past 30 years.
我都清楚地被提醒，30年前因着你们忠心那个的表现，今天这个教会可以能够诞生。
Through your sacrificial service, this church has been built physically and spiritually.
而透过你们超咗自己本有嘅奉献出嚟，今日教会可以建筑物又有，而无形嘅建筑物更加存在。
I can only imagine the hours you have spent praying for this church.
我只能够幻想你用咗几多嘅时间。
You have raised up generations of believers for the kingdom of God.
喺神嘅面前祷告，建立神嘅群体。
You have been running the race for a long time.
你跑这个赛跑，跑了很久。
But I also know, even from my own experience, that the longer you have been a Christian, the harder it is to keep going.
我都相信在我短短的基督徒生命里面，当你做基督徒越久的时候，就很容易就越想疲倦，想放低。
Like Paul, maybe you feel like you have already finished the race.
又好似保罗一样，你觉得你自己已经跑完咗啦，应该要差唔多停低啦。
You have already done your part.
你尽咗你嘅本分。
Maybe you're tired.
可能你都疲倦。
Maybe your physical body is telling you to slow down.
有你嘅身体话俾你要放缓你嘅步伐。
The world around you is also telling you to just rest.
甚至周围啲人都话俾你听，你休息啦，你休息啦，你休息啦。
Maybe you're discouraged.
又或者你已经失望了。
Maybe you feel lost, not knowing what you should be doing in this stage of life.
又或者可能甚至是迷茫，不知道我这个生命的阶段应该再做什么好。
The temptation to...
你再看看第十二节。
He says, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
第十三节说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Or in verse 14, I press on toward the goal for the prize.
第十四节就是向着标杆直跑，要得耶稣基督上面赐我们的奖赏。
Paul is encouraging us to press on because the race is not finished.
保罗在这里勉励我们，我们要继续努力，因为这个赛跑还未完结。
Even for Paul, from his jail cell, at the end of his life, the race is not yet finished.
甚至对于保罗来讲，他在监狱里面都很清楚知道这个赛事并未完结。
And for us, regardless of however long we have been Christians, however young or old we are, the race is not finished.
所以对于我们来讲，无论我们什么年纪，可能是长者，可能是中年，这个赛跑肯定未完结。
The race is not finished because Jesus has not come back, nor has he called us home.
这个赛跑未完结很简单，就是耶稣基督还未再来，又或者他还未召我们回天家。
That is not an accident, nor is it a mistake.
这个不是偶然，也不是错误。
God in His goodness, in His wisdom, has not yet called us home.
在神的慈爱，在祂无限的智慧里面，祂未有叫我们返回天家。
God still has a purpose for you and I on this side of eternity.
就是说在永生的这一边，你和我，上帝仍然有一个生命里面的目标。
But what is that purpose?
那这个目标，目的是什么呢？
And what does Paul have in mind when he encourages us to press on?
咁当保罗话你哋要向前奔嘅时候，佢心里面谂紧嘅系乜嘢嘢呢？
I don't think Paul has a very specific role or a task in mind.
我谂保罗当时未必谂到系要做某一样嘅嘢，或者你要扮某一个角色。
He's not telling us to all go and be missionaries.
有一句唔系叫我哋每一个都要去做宣教士。
Or all of us become elders or deacons.
每一个人都要做长老、做执事。
Or Bible teachers.
或者要教导圣经。
Paul knows that God has gifted each of us uniquely.
保罗很清楚知道上帝给我们每一个人都有独特的恩赐。
God has called us to a unique function in the body of Christ.
在上帝基督的身体里面，保罗很清楚知道我们每个人可以扮演不同里面的部分。
And that calling does change over time.
这个召命有时都会因为时间的缘故而有所改变。
Opportunities and needs around us do change.
因为在我们周边的机会，一边的需要，有时环境时间都会改变。
We will also change.
而我们自己都会改变。
When Paul writes this passage, he is not in a stage of life where he's able to travel and plant churches.
当保罗写这段经文的时候，再不是他在生命那一页里面，他还可以周围的去，周围在教会讲道的时候。
But he still has a purpose.
但他仍然有一个目的。
He devotes his time to encourage believers and churches by writing these letters.
他就将他有个时间，有个精力，就写不同的信去给教会，来鼓励他们。
Pressing on is not about the external or specific form of our serving.
竭力追求不是代表我们外在里面能够让你知道你是做什么，服侍什么那一样东
西。It is internal.
是内在的。
It's about your love for God.
是你爱上帝。
It's about your love for your neighbor.
你爱你的邻舍。
It's your care for God's people.
你为到弟兄姊妹，你关怀他们。
It's your heart to encourage those around you.
对于周围的人，是用你的心来关爱他们。
It's your steadfastness in prayer.
你自己不断里面的祷告。
It's your hunger for God's word.
你对上帝的话语不断的爱慕。
It's your pursuit of holiness.
你对圣洁不断的追求。
Pressing on is that ongoing pursuit to follow Jesus.
竭力的你都是追随耶稣基督。
In every season of your life, there is still room to press on.
在我们的生命不同的年纪，不同的季节，我们都有这样的机会继续。竭力向前奔跑。
And we are called to press on because the race is not finished.
我们今天被召要继续向前竭力的，因为这个赛跑还未完结。
Brothers and sisters, have you been pressing on?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有竭力地来到去奔跑呢？
Or has it been a challenge?
又或者你觉得这个是太大的挑战？
This is a very humbling question to reflect on.
I'm
sure that for all of us, there are times in our lives where we regret.
对于我们很多人来讲，可能某一个时段，我们会想回头，有些事我们觉得后悔。
We wish we would have prayed harder.
哎呀，如果我能够是多些祈祷就好了。
We wish we could have spent more time in God's word.
啊，如果能够在上帝的话语里面摆多些时间就好了。
We wish we would have loved a little bit better.
希望能够爱多些就好了。
We wish we could have used that opportunity to share the gospel.
我要能够把握嗰个机会传福音就好啦。
But the reality is, there's not much we can do to change the past.
但系当然，现实就系我哋唔可以再改变过去。
We can learn from the past, and we can move on from the past.
但系我哋却可以从过去有所学习，以致我哋再一次部署将来。
Even Paul says in verse 13, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
保罗在第十三节都有讲，就是说忘记背后，努力面前。
Whether you have been running well is important.
当然，你能不能够好好的去跑是重要。
But it is more important that you are running well right now.
但是更重要的不是过去，是现在。你有没有好好的去跑？
And equally important is finishing well.
而同样重要的就是我们跑到终点的时候，都是不是好好地来到跑过终点。
But how do we press on?
那我们怎样去向前奔跑呢？
How can we possibly find the motivation to continue?
我们在哪里找动机来到催逼我们继续呢？
Especially when we are so easily tired or discouraged or distracted.
特別是有時我們很容易就會疲倦，很容易就會覺得是失望，很容易就覺得是再無興趣。
I've always been fascinated with this question of motivation.
我覺得推動力這個題目經常都對我來說是很大吸引。
What keeps people going?
究竟什麼推使他們做某些事情呢？
What motivates a missionary to spend 20, 30 years out on the mission field?
有乜嘢推动一个传教士摆上佢一生喺一个宣教福音嘅地方嘅呢
？What motivates a pastor to care for a church for a lifetime？
有乜嘢推动一个牧者付上佢一生嚟到去牧养一间嘅教会嘅呢
？What motivates parents to pray for the salvation of their children？
乜嘢推动一个父或者母为佢仔女嘅救恩不断嘅祈祷呢？
And for us, what keeps us going in our faith?
对于我们来说，什么推动我们的信心向前建立呢？
The good thing is, Paul doesn't just tell us to press on without also giving us a reason.
好在，保罗不单是叫我们要竭力追求，他都给一个答案我们。
And we need this motivation, otherwise we would fall short.
因为这个答案成为我们的动力，否则的话，可能我们真的再没心机。
Paul directs our attention to two important reasons.
保罗提到有两个很重要的原因，我要向前继续竭力追求。
These reasons are important because they will never change.
这两个原因很重要，因为他们不会改变的。
The first reason is found in verse 12.
第一个原因就是第十二节那里。
I press on because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
我竭力追求因为耶稣基督已经得着了我。
Listen to that again. Christ Jesus has made me, has made you his own.
再次听一听，耶稣基督是让你和我成为了他自己所有。
That is the gospel.
这个就是福音。
That is the greatest news that you and I have ever heard.
这个福音就是你和我所听到最好的消息。
It is not that we loved God, but that God loved us.
不是说我们要怎样爱上帝，乃是神是先爱我们。
That God sent his son to save us from our sin.
耶稣基督是将他儿子赐下来，为了要救赎我们的罪。
Jesus not only forgives us, but he calls us his own.
耶稣基督不单只是赦免我们的罪，还称为我们是他的儿女。
The race that we are running, we are only running because Jesus has given us this race.
我要继续奔跑，因为耶稣基督为我们预备了这一场的奔跑赛事。
This race is the good gift of God's grace.
这个赛事是上帝透过恩典给我们一个很好的一个的跑场。
Do you remember the moments when the gospel first became real to you?
你还记不记得救恩成为你生命里面改造你整个生命那一刻呢？
Maybe it was a year ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 50 years ago.
是不是一年前，或者是十年前，或者五十年前你有这个经历呢？
Do you remember that first feeling of having been forgiven?
你仲记唔记得你第一次得到罪赦免嗰种嘅感受呢？
Do you remember that first feeling of having been found？
记唔记得啊？你俾耶稣基督终于揾到你啦，嗰种嘅开心程度呢？
Do you remember what grace meant to you？
记唔记得你终于明白恩典对你嚟讲系有咩意义嗰一刻呢？
Do you remember that simple faith in Jesus who had saved you？
记唔记得你用一个好单纯嘅信心嚟到领受耶稣基督救赎你嗰个事实嗰一刻呢？
Do you remember the joy you first had when you started the race？
记唔记得你初初起步参与呢个赛事嘅时候，心里边涌入出嚟嗰种嘅喜乐呢？
It is so easy to forget, isn't it？
系咪我哋都唔记得咗咧？好容易就唔记得咗嘅，系咪咧？
Our hearts are so easily hardened, and we are so easily forgetful。
我哋嘅心好容易就慢慢嘅系刚硬起嚟，慢慢就唔记得晒起初嘅爱心。
But Jesus making us His own is just as real as it is on that first day。
但系呢度讲话耶稣基督今日叫我哋成为系佢所拥有嘅，呢个系咁真实，正如我哋当初接受耶稣基督嗰一刻咁真实。
It was our greatest treasure, and it will always be our greatest treasure。
系我哋最大嘅珍宝，而呢个珍宝永远都系我哋人生最大嘅珍宝。
Hold on to that joy, and hold on to the grace of God。
保持嗰种起初嗰个嘅喜乐，保持记住上帝对你起初嗰个嘅恩典。
Run the race with that joy。
保持住呢种嘅喜乐，你都继续查跑呢场嘅赛事。
Press on because Christ Jesus has made you His own。
竭力嘅追求，因为耶稣基督已经称你同埋我属于佢嘅。
The second reason Paul directs our attention to is in verse 14.
第二个原因，保罗叫我们继续竭力追求，是记载在第14节。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我要向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上边召我来得的奖赏。
We are not running this race in vain.
我们不是无端端这样就去跑这场的赛事。
There is a prize at the end.
因为赛事的终点是有奖赏的。
It is a prize that no money can buy and no effort can earn.
这个奖赏不是钱可以买到，你的能力附上可以得回来的。
It is our prize because God has promised it to us.
这个奖赏是上帝的应许给我们的。
The prize waiting for us is God calling us home.
这个奖赏上帝应许的，就是给我们回到永生的家。
This is not our home.
地上不是我们永远的家。
Ottawa is not our home.
渥太华都不是我们永远的家。
Even this church building is not our home.
就算这间教会的建筑物都不是我们的家。
As Christians, our home is in eternity with Christ.
作为基督徒，我们永远的家就在永恒里面与耶稣基督一起。
And that home with Christ is far better than any home that we have ever lived in.
试想下这个永恒的家是不是比我们地上任何的家都要好？
That is where we will finally and truly rest.
那个地方就是我们将会永恒的在那里安息的地方。
We will finally see Jesus face to face.
终于可以与爱我们的恩主面对面。
Can you imagine that the Savior who died for your sins will be right in front of you?
你可以幻想一下，嗰位为你嚟到系被挂十架嘅救世主，喺你面前同你面对面嗰一刻。
The Savior who by His Spirit has already walked with you throughout your entire life.
嗰位啊救主透过圣灵嘅缘故，居住喺你嘅生活里边，喺你嘅生命嘅当中，与你同行嗰一个。
And He will continue with you forever and ever.
佢能够永远嘅同你一齐。
And when we are home with Christ, we will finally be reunited with all the saints that God has already called home.
当我们在一个一个家的时候，就能够与众圣徒一起，称那个永恒的家。
And one day, God will wipe away every tear, every pain, every death, every sin.
有一天，耶稣基督会抹去一切的眼泪，一切的痛苦，一切的罪疚。
All things will be made new.
一切都变成新的了。
Our home is with Christ, and in that home, we get Jesus for eternity.
我们的家，永久的家，就是与耶稣基督一起，在永恒的里面，同他们一起。
That is the prize that we are waiting for.
这个就是我们等候的奖赏。
We press on, not because we are strong, not because we are able.
我哋要竭力嚟到奔跑，唔系因为我哋特别强壮，唔系特别有能力。
We press on because Christ Jesus has already made us His own.
我哋要继续奔跑，因为耶稣基督已经称你同埋我系属于佢嘅。
And we press on because we get to be home with Christ when we finish.
我哋竭力嘅奔跑，因为当我哋喺终点嘅时候，我哋能够与爱我哋恩主永远嘅一齐。
I think it's important to remember that we are not running this race alone.
亦都好重要嘅，唔好忘记我哋跑呢一场嘅赛事唔系孤军作战。
We are in fact running the same race together.
乃系我哋一齐嚟到系跑呢一个赛事。
Not just the Cantonese congregation, not just the English or the Mandarin congregation.
唔系广东堂，唔系国语堂，唔系英文堂自己去跑。
All of God's people running together.
所有神的子民共同奔跑。
The people sitting around you are running the same race as you.
你周边的弟兄姊妹同你一齐系跑紧呢个赛事。
Maybe you're struggling to continue or to finish well.
可能你喺度挣扎嚟到点样继续去跑，或者就嚟到终点啦，挨唔住。
You're not alone.
你唔系唯一嘅一个。
I have no doubt that many of us are tired.
我相信很多人都会觉得很疲倦。
All of us are tempted to slow down or to stop running.
很多人都可能有这样的想法，就是我要停下来了，我不再跑了。
It is not easy to run this race with endurance.
有很多阻碍，很难跑下去。
But thanks be to God that He has given us this church community to run with.
但你感恩神摆你喺我喺华基呢一个嘅信心社群嘅里边一齐跑呢一个跑。
Whenever we gather together, let us encourage one another.
所以每逢我哋走埋一齐嘅时候，让我哋彼此嘅勉励。
Let us remind each other to press on because Christ has made us His own.
让我哋彼此嘅提醒，继续努力向前奔跑，因为耶稣基督已经系叫你同我成为佢自己。
Let us help each other to once again see the goodness of the good news.
让我们彼此的扶持，彼此的帮助，提醒这个好的消息。
Let us direct each other to see the end goal.
帮助彼此认清楚我们最终的目的地。
We will be home with Christ.
有一天会用基督在永恒的家里面。
And God willing, may we all finish well.
主许可，愿我们去到终点的时候是好好的进入终点。
Now let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we know that we are weak.
天父上帝，我们知道我们是软弱的一群。
We know that we so easily lose heart.
我们很容易有时就会失望。
We so easily take a break and stop running this race.
很容易会停低，不想再跑。
Oh, but let us set our eyes on Jesus who gives us the energy, the strength to continue.
但今日容许我哋将我哋嘅眼目认定喺耶稣基督嘅身上，系你俾我哋有能力继续跑落去。
Help us to encourage one another to look to Christ.
帮助我哋彼此嘅勉励，大家定睛喺你嗰一度。
We cannot run this race alone.
我哋唔可以孤军作战。
But through Christ, with the help of the brothers and sisters you have placed around us, may we press on.
但是透过耶稣基督，还有我们周围弟兄姊妹里面的鼓励和建立，愿意我们继续竭力向前。
And may we finish well.
愿我们到终点的时候，是好好的进入终点。
For your honor and for your glory.
为了你的名的缘故和荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿们。